Photography Project.
Shh. Your guide to the literary Bay Area.
The Litography Project airs stories about literary culture and history in the Bay Area. Producer Martina Castro took a walk around the Mission with San Francisco's poet laureate Alejandro Murguia to hear about what the neighborhood used to be like when he moved here back in the 1970s and what's changed. Here's the first part of their tour.
Stray poems. These poems are for the community of the Mission District, La Misión. San Pancho, mi gente, mi pueblo.
How would you present yourself?
Well, I'm Alejandro Murguia, and I've been accused of being a poet. And we're here at 15th and Valencia in front of the Hotel Royan, the Mission's finest.
There's nothing fine about the gray and brown building in front of us. But when Alejandro Murguia starts to tell me its story, the faded red cursive sign comes alive against the crumbling gray backdrop. It's like I see it more. And that's why I'm here, to learn the stories behind these nondescript buildings. Murguia sees them in every corner, storefront, and bus stop. They instantly take him back to when he first arrived in La Misión. It was the early 1970s.
The Mission was like a little Latin American pueblo. It really had that feeling that, oh, you knew everybody and all the different sort of characters you might find in a novel by Garcia Marquez.
All of these unique characters were working together, Murguia says.
Working from all sorts of issues, from housing, to drug problems, and of course, a great cultural ambience.
Of activists, artists, and authors, even here at the Hotel Royan. For example, Oscar Zeta Acosta was a civil rights attorney and writer. He wrote a novel here.
One of the great novels of United States literature, The Revolt of the Cockroach People. And in fact, he signs it, you know, the Hotel Royan, the Mission's finest.
Yes, me, the big chingon, I, Mr. Buffalo Z. Brown, me.
That's Acosta in 1973, describing the disgust he felt after witnessing another autopsy of one of his clients.
For the rest of my born days, I will suffer the knowledge of your death and your second death and your ashes to my ashes, your dust to my dust. Goodbye, ese. Viva la raza.
In 1974, Oscar Zeta Acosta disappeared and was never heard from again. His boisterous, larger-than-life persona left its mark on the Chicano movement, the Mexican-American movement in California. But look around here for a clue, and there's nothing to remind you of his life and his work. Murguia hopes to memorialize him here at the Hotel Royan. He wants a plaque to commemorate it as the site where Acosta wrote his last novel. Until then, Murguia honors him the best way he knows how, through his poetry. Here's Homage for the Cockroach Poet.
Fire up that ball of Nepalese temple hash and let the jazz flow under the pork pie hats. Let the suits swing their high notes. Let the vatos float their low riders. Let the rucas sigh their sighs. And let the conch shells blow, hard and mighty, the cockroach anthem for the cockroach poet. And gather all los más chingones, los más danzantes, los más guerreros, las más valientes y las más poetas. A cantar himnos de lucha y justicia. Carve them in our own stone calendars. Our historic years, our heroes, heroines, poets, warriors. This is who we were. Here's how we fought, with pen in hand, sometimes otherwise. So let the sacred smoke flow. Let the ancient drums beat. Let's sing the holy songs of struggle. Let's raise our clenched fist in last salute. Corazón en lucha, bright this dawning in the east side of Austin, in San Antos, in La Mision, in Sacra, La Loma, all live etched eternally in your epic howl, llanto, dream, travel trip to recover the barrio that is all the barrios of the universe. And now the drum beat of the poet starts the cycle of life moving again in this barrio and the next, forever firme. Hail the cockroach poet, Ike.